On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Welcome back. Questions without notice. Time, actually, before we get to that, Louis just texting. Kingy, you must see Ted Lasso. Probably the best TV series I've seen in the last 20 years. If you like sport, you must see it.
I'll have a look.
It's different, but it's very good.
TV lately, been too busy trying to sleep.
I've got an early question without notice for you.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
Has there been a more ill-fitting initial Guernsey photo?
Do you want to do that again?
Yep. Has there been a more ill-fitting jumper given to a player before than Campbell Chesser by West Coast? So he's posed up on their socials. This thing would have to be at least five sizes too big.
It's ridiculous. It's huge.
And Campbell Chesser's not a small man.
No, he's quite a large.
He's well built.
Tall.
But what size jumper are they giving him there?
I reckon it's the old Q-Sticks jumper.
Oh, Quinton Lynch.
It's huge.
Oh, Michael Gardner's old West Coast jumper.
He's put his hands on his hips. And the jumpers come in about eight sizes on each side.
That is unbelievable.
You have to see it. That sort of snuck up on them that they might take a player.
Yeah.
Not one.
Well, was that a follow-up, ancillary question, without notice?
Media departments at footy clubs are really annoying us at the moment.
Did that even catch almost the West Coast logistics team off guard? Was that the biggest surprise for you for the first round?
No. He was Campbell Chesser was likely to go around the late teens or early 20s.
Right. So just a fraction early then, perhaps.
The biggest surprise. Who was the biggest? Lekalier, with the GWS Giants, probably shifted things at pick 15.
Two Sudanese taken in the first round is amazing, isn't it?
Angus Sheldrick was well ahead of the projections, and Kai Lohman going to the Brisbane Lions. We expected that to be Sam Butler, that pick. So they jumped right up. But that's the beauty of not having much football the last couple of years. It's really what you've seen in a given quarter or a given moment or from under 16 carnival games. So there's so much variety or variance amongst the clubs. So to see a few still left on the board.
Yeah, okay then. Again, who's the biggest surprise that was overlooked last night?
I reckon there's five or six.
Right.
Matthew Johnson, everyone was telling me he was going to go top 10. Gota was supposed to be in the top dozen. Roberts the same. Butler I had in my top dozen, my dirty dozen, but he was supposed to go somewhere between 15 and 20. Sonsi, those sorts of guys. So they're everywhere. So this is why tonight, if you don't like seeing the live trades and being held up pick to pick, it's not for you tonight.
Mm.
So just record it and fast forward to the actual selections.
That was handy. I actually did that last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Wasn't a bad way to go about it.
What alterations would you make to the first round?
I don't know, but I didn't like the fact that the trade came in prior to North Melbourne, all dressed up, nowhere to go. That wasn't great. That was a bit of an anticlimax.
But you sort of have to do it, don't you? I mean, if the Kangaroos had have chosen Sam Darcy.
That's live trading, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And pick 23 was still there for the Dogs, then it's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just it really jarred, didn't it?
No one knew what was happening.
No, that's the thing. It was a delay and then it came in. Hey, join us if you've got a question without notice as well. 1-300-736-736. In fact, we've still got the $200 Chemist Warehouse voucher up for grabs. Jamie's done that. He's in Darlinghurst. Welcome, Jamie.
Hey, morning, fellas. How are you?
We're good.
Hey, question on the draft and the way teams approach it, right? So I'm a Brisbane Lions fan, and, like, the big need for them is speed in the midfield, right? When it came to the crunch last season, they just couldn't run with, you know, Melbourne and the Dogs and teams like that. So naturally in a draft, they take a backman and a small forward. And so my question is why don't teams approach it like they do in the NFL, where if they need a quarterback, you choose the best quarterback in the draft, or you need a running back, you choose the best running back? Why don't AFL teams approach it on need based on who, you know, they think the best player is, or father, son, or whatever?
We had this exact debate yesterday, didn't we? The wrestle between best player available, Jamie, and on a needs basis. And I'm more of a mind that you go more for needs, but we hear it all the time.
Nah.
Take the best available.
Got to go best player, because these kids are 17 and 18. They're not the full version of themselves yet. You're projecting to when they're 23, 24 years of age. That's the problem with our model. In America, it's plug and play. They're 24, 25 years of age. They're already what they're going to be. So you know those quarterbacks can come in and play NFL game one. Mm. So it's a total different setup. You just, because of the scale of their sport over there, they can get away with that. The scale of their country, the volume, you know, of their just sheer population over there, they can do that. We can't do that here. So we've got to project forward. That's why there's so many misses in the draft. If you raise the draft age to 22, they'd be ranked perfectly.
Yeah.
But we just can't.
Yep.
You can't have that gap. You'd lose too many out of the sport. So it's a bit more difficult, Jamie, unfortunately, and that's why recruiters have all sorts of pressure on them from the moment they read out a name.
Good on you, Jamie. Great to have your call. I love it how everyone's a winner as well. There's no losers on draft night.
You can't sell a negative draft night.
And yet. I like Mike's text. Hawthorn won the draft last night with Josh Ward, Vic Metro captain, captain of the NAB team, captain of the APS team. There's your club's culture for the next 10-plus years. Oh, and I bet and beat Dacos head-to-head when the Knights played the Chargers, so he goes all right as well.
Don't you worry about that, matey.
I made the comment last night. I think there was periods of the under-18 comp where Dacos was just bored with it all. He's looking for that next challenge.
Yep.
You know, it's like if you arm wrestle your little brother all the time, you get a bit sick of arm wrestling, you know?
What I like about him is, and we're going to have a chat to Jason Owen Francis at 20 past 8 or thereabouts, is that he and Dacos, and for all I know, most of the first round, they're not short on confidence. In fact, questions around the pressure of being the number one pick and the expectation, no problem here. In fact, they want it.
The most confident kid in the draft
they
last
thirst
night
for it.
Is Josh Rochelli, the Adelaide Crows. You wait till he kicks a goal and does the standing backflip. Just wait for that one.
Okay. Was that the one that drew comparison to soccer. Toby Green?
Yeah, that's him.
Muzz is in Geelong, great friend of the show. Welcome, Muzz.
Can you tell me, did Carlton swap pick 25? Because last night I heard it was going to Geelong, then it was going to Footscray. And the highlight of last night, the young kid that went to Brisbane at the end, and he wasn't there, but his mate, one was standing with a beer, apparently. The way Russell was describing it, and they said, are you going to celebrate? And he said, I'll have one more Pepsi and that'll be it.
Yeah. I don't think he'd had a Pepsi to that stage, Muzza, to be honest. I think he'd had a few more of the other variety. Look, good on him. Darcy Wilmot's going to be a great story. Yeah, he's had some challenges in his life so far that he's overcome, and he's a really exciting running defender. He's going to bring a lot of zip and a lot of pizzazz to that team that's already a top four contender. It's already a premiership contender, the Brisbane Lions. I heard Chris Fagan's phone call with him last night. You could tell Fags is already, he already knows he's got someone that the group are going to love.
These are the sort of guys, Muzza, that football clubs absolutely love because they're a little bit different. They're a little bit crazy. They're risk takers by nature. And speaking of recruiters there, that's the sort of character that often can turn out to be the best sort of a player.
Fags gave him the green lights at the end too. He said, look, go and have a couple with your mates tonight and enjoy the night, and we'll see you down the track.
I like that. AG's just texted in though as well. How often will that interview with Wilmot get played throughout his career?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Muzz. Andrew's in Nidri. Andy, welcome.
Good morning, fellas. Look, last night I had the AFL, my iPad with the AFL people on, and I had KO on TV. I had my phone on going through the fantasy draft, working out where everybody was going.
You're happy.
And then and I was happy with Essendon's pick, very happy with Essendon's pick. But I'm just worried about how can Essendon snare one of those four or five players who didn't get picked up last night because we don't have a pick. And I think Richmond are going to swamp the picks in that second round. They're going to be very, very hard to toss.
Yeah, they got some great picks upcoming, haven't they? And that's the beauty of they've almost accepted there's going to be a dip at some stage. So to have five picks inside 30, what a start, you know. And as you said, there's some great talent still on the board. So
they need midfielders, don't they? They need midfielders, do they not?
Oh, I'll tell you what they got last night.
Two
key backs.
Well, Andrew's texting. Gibkiss is going to be our next rants, but this was a midfielders draft and we haven't got one yet. Need some clarity as to why Richmond went past Hobbs.
Well, oh, mate, I'll give you the clarity. Josh Gibkiss. I'm just waiting.
You're in love with him, mate.
I think he's a ripper. He's. You just don't get many kids that play with the dare and the bravery to leave their man an intercept mark over a pack. That's a rare commodity.